AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue.
The Straits of Hormuz were just announced an hour ago that they're open. And ships are moving.
President Trump and Iran's foreign minister say the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says this could lead to 6% economic growth.
If you actually have a positive outlook for the future and you eliminate the risk premium or dramatically halve it or 75% lower, the economic growth of the world will demonstrably grow.
The reopening of the Strait of Hormuz is in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon. It was not immediately clear what that meant for the U.S. blockade of the strait. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in Paris.
We welcome the announcement that was made during our meeting, but we need to make sure that that is both lasting and a workable proposal.
German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says he wants U.S. involvement in a Europe-led mission to secure shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices fell on hopes of a deal. The head of the International Energy Agency had warned that energy shocks could get worse if the strait does not reopen. President Trump says Israel is prohibited from further strikes on Lebanon, saying enough is enough in the Israel-Hezbollah war. Pope Leo is in Cameroon.
C'est tracé décision de justice. Dans une terre souffrante et opprimée, décisions de paix au milieu des rivalités et de la corruption.
The pontiff is encouraging people in Cameroon to resist corruption and work for the common good. The Vatican predicted about 600,000 people would turn out for the mass, but only about 120,000 attended. Popes have often used such encounters, especially in the developing world, to rally young people to persevere in the face of poverty, corruption, and other challenges. This is AP News. Singer David has been arrested on suspicion of killing a 14-year-old girl
whose body was found in his apparently abandoned Tesla. Los Angeles police said the 21-year-old, whose legal name is David Burke, was detained in the investigation of the killing of Celeste Rivas Hernandez. The singer's attorneys have said their client is not guilty of the murder, adding, quote, David has only been detained under suspicion. We will vigorously defend David's innocence. The body of Rivas Hernandez was found in a Tesla registered in the singer's name, which was towed from the Hollywood Hills on September the 8th.
Cricket's governing body is investigating allegations of corruption against Cricket Canada that were aired in a documentary and included Canada's T20 World Cup game against New Zealand this year. The investigative documentary, Corruption, Crime, and Cricket, by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, alleged Captain Dilpreet Bajwa's fifth over against New Zealand was under the scrutiny of the International Cricket Council. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.